Hello and welcome back to Tight Mates Fitness Podcast. You are again joined by Brandon and Kyle.
It's great to be back again.
It is.
Really excited for this episode.
Of course we are. This episode we are exploring how to train with a busy lifestyle for episode two, Kyle.
Yeah, we are. I think everyone has somewhat of a busy lifestyle. So you got to weigh up what really works. So the reason why we're doing this is because people all of a sudden always neglect their health and fitness first before life gets busy. Say if things come up, then it's always your health and fitness that goes on the back burner, depending on what your values and goals are, of course. Do you want to talk a little bit about goals?
Yeah, definitely. Well, basically, if you don't have a goal in training, you're probably going to drop off with your training pretty quickly as soon as like your life comes busy. Well, everyone can be busy in a way. Mm. It's just what you think is more important to you at that time.
Yeah, because obviously we've got six tools that we're going to give to you, but we feel that goals is the most important before you even look at these tools, because that's what sets you up and keeps you more disciplined.
Yeah, exactly right. Because things in life such as uni, social life will pop up, but if you are still, you know, focusing on your goal, you'll always make time to get it in.
Hmm.
But Kyle, should we start off with our first tool?
Yeah, so the number one would be scheduling. So when you look at your week, whether for me, I'm currently using Google Calendar, so I can schedule everything, look at what's happening throughout the week, and then I can plot things in, such as my gymming and running.
Yeah.
So I can plot that in, I can see what's happening, and you know, there might be a few different ways to do it. I know you like physically putting it into a diary, which helps you.
Yeah, I like writing things down. I seem to sort of remember things that pop up if I write it down.
Mm.
So that's just works well for me. And I guess everyone's different. Some things like at the moment, because I'm training a fair bit in the lead up to an event, I actually use an app called Training Peaks, which this schedules with my coach all the training that I have and the time schedules that I need to work to.
Mm.
And it works sort of around like my work and different things that are in my life, but I make sure that I will always get the training sessions in. So if you are training for like any endurance training or even gym as well, Training Peaks is a really good tool to use. I also tend to have plenty of whiteboards up around our house. Kyle, you probably see this. And in my room, I just always write up little things that are coming up that help me, you know, work around my life and, you know, making sure that I can keep in my fitness as well.
Well, it's always having reminders, essentially. Once you see, obviously, you got one in the kitchen, so you can see that in the morning and it's a little reminder of what's going on. And I guess the best thing is that all of this keeps you somewhat in routine. Obviously, it's not going to be perfect every day. Things happen, life happens, different things come up. So you just got to be able to adjust to them accordingly, but ensure that you can reschedule things.
That's exactly right. And another thing that sort of works well with scheduling is making sure you try and get up earlier. So say if you have work at, say, 6 o'clock, but you generally only wake up at 5 o'clock or quarter past five, and you really only have time to eat, shower and go to work. Or some people don't even eat before they go to work. It's everyone's different.
Mm.
But if you make time to get up earlier, which sometimes can start the night before because you've planned ahead, you have early dinner, you get to bed early, that will enable you to get up earlier and try and, you know, work, get a little session in before you go to work, or a variety of different things to set up your day.
Yeah, because let's talk about, once you do your fitness in the morning, whether it's gym or whatever type of fitness you actually do, you set up your day because you know that you've done that and it's out of the way. If other things pop up, then you're not worried that you have to actually get it done, because at the end of the day, that might not happen. So in the morning, win the morning, win the day. That's what they say.
That's it. I love it. So what's something else that you can sort of include in your gym routine, Kyle?
Yeah, gym routine. So I think the biggest one for me, especially if you're super busy, is doing a full body session. So say you only go to the gym twice a week, what's the point in targeting one muscle group for that one session and then another muscle group? It means that, say, you just do chest and back, or your legs, biceps, abs, is all going to get neglected. So if you do a full body session, you target everything, you might not get the full volume that you would with a full targeted chest.
But you would need, obviously, 4 to 5 days to like train.
Yeah, 100%. So splits. You do 2 to 3 days of full body, you jack up the volume, and it works perfectly. So you do, let's say you do compound lifts that, you know, target more than one muscle group. So they're probably the go-to that I actually really love. And then you can have little accessory lifts in there as well.
Yeah, especially if you can fit another gym session in there as well. You can add more accessories. But Kyle, just if our listeners are a little bit unsure, can you give a example of what a compound lift is, or a few of them?
Yeah, so let's talk about a squat. So a squat is a compound lift. So you're targeting the glutes, your hamstrings, and your quads as well. So you're targeting three different muscle groups. For upper body, bench press, you're targeting your chest, triceps. So that's a compound lift that essentially accruals with multiple muscles.
Yeah, perfect. So some really good sort of exercises that you should probably include in your strength training. Another tool that I really like to use is actually sort of killing two birds with one stone by training with like a group of friends.
Mm.
And also, like, so you're training, you're getting your exercise in, but you're also with your friends as well.
Mm.
So example of this could be on a Sunday, you're catching up with your friend to go for a run. So that way you're getting in a bit of your social life by catching up with your friend, and you're also getting your exercise in as well.
And I guess it's accountability as well. So you got someone that you can rely upon, and they're relying on you as well. So
yeah,
you're less likely to break that bond.
Well, yeah, I guess so, because you've made a commitment to your friend as well. So you want to show up for your friend.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What else can you do within the gym setting?
Well, just following a structured set program as well. I know we've spoken about this before, but if you're following a program, you can work through that. Or say if someone in the gym is using an exercise or a machine or squat rack that you need to use, you can quickly look at your program and go, oh, that's taken, I can go to this exercise that's up next.
Yeah, definitely.
And then upon that as well, being more efficient within your program as well. So in like time in between sets, I know I've seen you like put on a timer on your iPhone in between sets. So once you've done your exercise, you'll put on a minute to a minute 30 between your set, just to remind you.
Yeah, that varies depending on what type of training I do. If it's strength, I'm more likely to do 2 minutes to 2.5. If it's more hypertrophy, a minute to a minute and a half. So yeah, that really allows you to focus during the gym session, and it makes you a lot more efficient, because, you know, not sitting around for 4 minutes, let's say, every time between sets.
And I guess people get really stuck on their social media during those time periods. And I know I've done it myself before, where, five minutes goes super quickly if you're not paying attention.
So the last and final one that we're going to talk about that we believe helps astronomically, because...
sets up your week.
Yeah, definitely. So it's meal prepping. So this frees up time. Say you do it on a Sunday, smash out all of your meals and you have them set out for the week. Either you put them in the freezer or fridge. Also, you can have pre-made meals like My Muscle Chef. So we go to them here and there because they are super convenient. Although I have celiac, I'm restricted to what I can pick. But
I definitely, buy sort of anywhere from 2 to 4 My Muscle Chefs a week just to like mix my meals up a little bit.
Mm.
But Kyle, what are some examples of like meal preps that you would do?
So for me, I'm looking at putting on weight again. So fair bit of high carbs. So for me, I do a peri chicken, so Nando sauce with chicken thigh, and then with that I have broccoli and rice. What about you?
Yeah, I guess some of my staple ones that I sort of go back to include like your spaghetti bolognese and sort of including vegetables within that. I'll look to also doing something similar to you with chicken, vegetables.
You like your pad thai.
With peri peri. Also cook up a mean pad thai. It's a really good one.
Mm.
It took me a while to master it, but we got there, and that's really good because I include like a lot of protein in pad thai with the eggs. And but yeah, I generally sort of cook maybe 2 on the Sunday, maybe 1 on the Monday. Therefore, I've got sort of 3 different meals to go back to during the week. Mm. It also means that during the week, I don't have to waste time cooking every single night. You know, cleaning up. Who likes doing that? If you can just smash out all your meals at the one time, then you only have to clean up and put things away once.
Mm. And it does free up the rest of your week, so you can commit to something else rather than cooking. So yeah, very efficient way to do it. So what we're going to do is book recommendations, Brando.
Yeah, so I've just looked at our little area over here, our bookshelf, and I found a really good book that I thought like sort of goes in well with this podcast about being busy. Mm. It's actually by Robin Sharma, the 5 AM Club. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of it before, but it's all about owning your morning to elevate your life.
So what's that involve?
Robin Sharma tells the story of like a really successful business tycoon who runs into sort of 2 struggling strangers who sort of really don't have good routines and they're sort of struggling with life. And this tycoon gives them like a lot of ideas and things that they can follow to make their life more successful. Well, they can follow things that, you know, help provides them with the routine
and a bit more purpose as well.
And purpose. Mm. And one of the biggest things that sort of ties in with the title of the book is getting up at 5 AM to implement like this 20-20-20 formula.
What's that?
so it's breaking the first 60 minutes of your day up into 3 20s. And the first 20 is moving vigorously in the
vigorously
morning. Thank you for fixing that word up for me. But getting exercise in the first 20 minutes to like sweat, release some dopamine into your body. It makes you feel really good first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And then the second 20 looks at sort of reflecting, journaling, and even meditating. Meditating can just be breathing. A lot of people get sort of a bit scared by the word meditate, but you could simply be doing some box breathing where breathing in for 4, holding for 4, and then out for 4. Something simple like that in that 20 minutes. The third little 20 minutes is a time where you can use to sort of grow. And what I mean by this is by reading, listening, or educating yourself through a variety of different ways, that being Audible or listening to podcasts. So yeah, some really good way to set up your day and do that sort of every single day.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, if you don't have somewhat of a routine in the morning, I mean, everyone has a routine in the morning as to what they're actually doing, but is it good or bad? Is it set you up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it benefiting you for the day? So, yeah, no, 5 AM Club, love it.
Moving on from there, Kyle, would you like to talk about our resistance trainer?
So the resistance trainer program is great for a beginner or intermediate that has a busy lifestyle. So someone that's got full-time work with young children, or someone that has uni or school with sports throughout the week, or someone that just has a busy lifestyle, this is perfect for you. So it allows you to build muscle and strength at the same time as we're doing a full body session. So 2 days of full body sessions with the optional third. So the reason why we've done this is it allows you to build small incremental habits and a routine where you actually don't get burnt out. So what I see a lot of is someone that's a beginner and they attend the gym and do as much as they can because they're behind, and they're so sore after it that they actually start to hate the gym. So we don't want that to happen. So what we're doing is we're hitting multiple muscle groups throughout the session where it isn't as sore and you actually recover well, while you actually hit the same muscle groups throughout the week as well. So this allows the muscles to adapt and evolve and adjust to the new circumstances. So with this, we've attached a PDF and an Excel spreadsheet. So this allows you to see the exercises within each session with attachments of YouTube links that are tutorials for how to do the exercises. And you can also record your weights, which you can see you're progressively overloading over the numerous weeks. So there's 3 phases, 4 weeks, the first block, and then another 2 after that, where there's new exercises and progressive overload embedded in it.
You could access that through our official website, which is on our linked tree on our Instagram. So if you're interested, go look at that, or you can also email or send us a message through Instagram as well. But Kyle, I have a quote by Mark Twain that I'd like to put in at the end of this podcast. So it is, "You'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do." So looking back in 20 years time, what things could have you done that you might sort of regret?
I was listening to a podcast the other day with Lewis Howes, and he talks about how someone actually interviewed people that were on their deathbed, and they spoke about regrets, and it's all about the things that they didn't do. So whether that was being around family more, being having a fitter lifestyle, because at the end of the day, some of them that are on their deathbeds are caused by diseases. So we do know that gym training, resistance training, and cardio training all benefit preventing these diseases from happening.
It can really stop like those preventable diseases, such as like your cardiovascular disease, your diabetes, and like preventing obesity, of course. Like it's sort of in your last sort of 10 to 20 years of your life, do you want to be able to do stuff? Like, yes, you've lived long, but if you can't live like the life that you want in those last 2 decades, then is it worth living? Like, so like things as simple as not making time for exercise because you're super busy, those things do compound either in a good or bad way. So just be mindful of that, set goals. It'll allow you to achieve greater things and live a more healthier life. Might leave it there. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Most importantly, stay tight, and we'll see you later. Thank you.